You believe him, you trust him, you don't doubt, he will give it to you. Because of the time frame, you take your time later, go and read James chapter 1, see what it says. Then down in the 22nd verse, it says, be ye doers of this word and not just hearers only. Verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 4 says, I was my father's son and tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live. Today, during this time and every day, you want to live. Take the word of God and live. And I mean physically live, but I also want you to have a good life through Jesus Christ. God wants you to have a good life. Now, you have to understand, and you know this, but let's put it in your heart. We just celebrated Resurrection Day or Easter, and we had many crosses up here and there to represent Easter and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. He paid everything that for everything that we'll ever need. He has already paid the full price. So wisdom is one of those things that we need, as you see, as we continue to read. It's one of those things that we have to have. Why otherwise would God say, if you don't have it, ask for it, and I will give it to you willingly. So he says, he taught me also and said, let thine heart retain my words. I'm asking you tonight to let your heart retain the words that Holy Spirit has given to me to give to you. And he said, keep my commandments and live. Now, what am I going to do? How am I going to deal in these times? There's something happening over here and something happening over there and something happening in front of me, something happening in back of me, all around me. I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6. And all things he'll give to me. So I'm on that road now. I'm on that journey to get wisdom in my heart. And once I get the wisdom of God in my heart, then I can speak it out of my mouth and I can know what to do in my direction, my pathway in life. What I need to do will be clear. It will be plain to me. Wordsworth said, listen, my children, and ye shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. I'm saying, and the Bible says, hear ye children, the instructions of the Lord. Hear what I'm saying today. All through the Bible, I'm told, I didn't take time to look it up, but there are at least 95 times in the Bible where the word says, fear not. Fear not. And then somebody said, well, I just can't help but to be afraid. Take the word of God, because God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So take the word of God, put it in your heart. He just said, hear my instructions. I'm giving you instructions from the word. God is speaking to you from his word, using my mouth. So I want you to take this word. Even though you hear my voice, but you're saying, God, you're speaking to me. Open up your heart. Open up your spirit. Listen. Get a hunger for it. The Bible says in one scripture, thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee, that I hunger and thirst for righteousness. So I'm hungering after the word of God. So he says in verse 5, oh, how profound. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Well, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. That's where we're going. God says you need wisdom all of the time. You especially need wisdom in these times. You need wisdom not to panic. You need wisdom not to worry. You need wisdom not to fret. How do you do that? By taking the word of God. Open the book. Read it. Meditate on it. Ask Holy Spirit to teach you, give you an understanding of what he's saying. He said, wisdom Get it. Get understanding and forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. So make that decision now. Lord, I'm just going to hear what you say. I'm going to take you at your word. I'm going to do what you said. I'm just going to do what you said. There's a lot going on. There's a lot being said. But I'm going to listen to you and turn off all the other things and listen to you. And then I know I will be led right. He says, forsake her not, wisdom that is, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee in pandemic times. Trust in the Lord. Trusting the Lord. Putting your full trust in the Lord. I talk about my grandson, our baby grandson. I call him my baby, and Papa, he just runs Papa. He likes to drink this shake, and he came yesterday, and there was none. And he wasn't happy. So he said if Papa knew that he had it, in essence, I'm not quoting him directly, but Papa would buy him some. So I'm saying we're that yielded to God. We're that yielded to God. We're yielded to God. We love him so much. We trust him. We know that he will do what he said he would do.